So, Alan, this helicopter crash today, big tragedy that we heard about this morning in London. And I understand you used to work with the helicopter pilot.
I did, not only on Metro, of course, where he was our first eye in the sky. He was our first person helping everybody get home safe and sound, no matter what the weather.
I mean, that helicopter traffic report for Metro Radio is a real iconic part of our history here at the station, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, the only other place that you would hear of the eye in the sky is, of course, places like Los Angeles and places across in the States. And it just genuinely wasn't done in Britain. And then all of a sudden, in steps Pete, who an absolute hero, and he made it all of his own. We've got Marky Mark now, who's great, but Pete was the pioneer. He was the guy that came in and did it first. But yes, for TNT's, we did a couple of series where Pete was my helicopter pilot. The whole idea of the show was to help people wherever they needed helping, and you would travel wherever it was in the helicopter, and Pete was a huge part of that show. He was a stylish, lovely guy. He genuinely could have auditioned for James Bond. He was handsome. The girls melted. He walked it and talked it, and there's very few that can do both. A genuinely lovely, lovely guy. I am absolutely gutted.
And by all accounts, quite a daring guy as well. You know, someone who's really out there for entertainment and up for something new and a challenge.
I have 1,000 stories of his daring do. Daring do that makes you want to wet yourself when you're sitting beside him in a helicopter. But he was always, we would always err on the side of safety. Yes, he would do things that looked dramatic, but only if he knew that it was safe for the people that he was carrying. And to hear that this is the way that he should go. Do you know, in a weird kind of way, the kind of person he was, maybe he was never going to go out quietly, but a lovely, genuine man.
And any memories of what he was like sort of in and around the office when you used to meet up with him as a person as well as his job, day to day?
My memory of Pete was every woman within 300 yards would melt to see him walk in, because he would wear a pilot's uniform. And he was trim, and he was handsome. And no matter how hard I or anybody else tried to be Mr. Cool, you just wanted him sitting at the other side of the set, because you just couldn't compete. He was a lovely, super handsome, super talented, a genuinely nice guy as well, who would go the extra yard for you. And it's those kind of people you don't want to lose, really.